Ah, sur oui, oui, de la cour chaque année pour ta. Refuge pour tes idées. Refuge pour tes idées, pour mes bourses. Dennis, Seven Lim, Short Mandala. Je vais te prêcher de Bouddha. There's a different version of prayer to Buddha, but anyway, not easy to probably remember the copies of that. However, so with the short one, prayer to Buddha, then the three personal aspects part, and then the mantra to multiply the all the reading the text. Generating four immeasurable thoughts, just one time. Did you do today the extensive offering? You did? Extensive offering. Blessing. So, when you begin a Sangha Sutra or another Sutra text, it's good to begin with the refuge for immeasurables, then the purifying place, then the blessing, the offerings, you know, then invocation. So good to start like that. Then after invocation, then the seven name, short mandala, like that, you know. Then the there's a, you know, the request and prayer to Buddha and the pandits. There's new prayer composed. If you're alone or especially during group reading Asmita, then the request and prayer to Guru Chaitanya, Narayana, and all the pandits, that's very good to do that. Make and pray them, then after that, the Lama prayer. Then the, you do the, that's all, many, 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 multiplying, the mantra, then, then you do the Sanjisha, even though you're reading text, but you see, as a giving teaching to all sentient beings, you know, teach the merits, explain Dharma, may achieve an atom to not benefit from sentient beings. Then there are verses, you know, to, inviting the devils, and then giving teaching to, explain the purpose of this teaching, explain demons, things like that. You know, then you think you are giving teaching in various language to all sentient beings. You know that, then it's very good. Before one, well, especially in the group when you read, the preliminary like this. Sanje tamje nyere jatang tang chang jie maru jawa jwe jawa dake jawa tetara jie mneva lama le jinje la do yusu Sanje tamje dewa tang dewe jyuta dena jie maru Dambara Lama le chinje la do so semje tamje dunga 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 yi jodha dana je ma chawa yi jje dawa yan da ge chawa te da la je yan va lama le chinje la do so Sanje Damje Dore Dang Dare Deva Dambadang Maje Nai Je Marung Mendawa Ijiji Mendawa Indaye Chau Tedara Je Niva Bama Le Chinji Lado I made a mistake. It's a fine place. So this is a chanting called the Papanka in the Georgia. So this
No, please think the offerings upstairs, because the offerings, yeah, upstairs all the water, so we didn't get all the water bowls set. So this, I think maybe, how many left?
140.
So there's half left, half to come, right?
140
more to come. Yeah. So still is 140 to come. So there's, I think more than half of the table is covered. And then there's the outside of candle light of the big candle light offerings outside. And maybe there's about 100. Idea was, my wish was cover the whole ground there upstairs, the whole, you know, nicely, the candle, you don't need the table, so, I mean, of course, you can put, as you expect, but I think water in the table, put it often on the ground, doesn't look right. So, I did fill the whole floor right there, no floor in the room, but the flowers, the outside one. The other thing is that the Christmas lights, you know, the easiest way to make a light offering is the Christmas lights. So it doesn't cost much, and then, you know, and then you have many thousands, candle, you need a space. You know, if you especially in a room, it is not difficult to find space for many candles, you see. Many times you perform that. So the Christmas lights, you can spread out from the roof and from, you know, you can put thousands. So from, if there's, 5,000 or 10,000, even though it's small, but from each one you create a cause of enlightenment, as I mentioned before. I mentioned before religious flower, how I mentioned how that's unfathomable, what benefits you get, you see, from one tiny flower to offer the statues to God. So here we offer one tiny light. Can you imagine from that one light offering to one statue, a picture of Buddha, or a statue, or a sculpture, you see? Can you imagine the benefits what I've mentioned before from one small light offering? So unimaginable. Temporary happiness and all the beliefs. So now there's 5,000 or 10,000. So from each one, you get all those unbelievable, those inconceivable benefit, all that you get from each light offering. So from each one, you create cause for enlightenment, liberation from samsara, happiness in this life. Then no question about success, very powerful success in this life. So it's very easy to do, sort of, like normally people, when they're married, wedding. When they're wedding, they put many lights. Many lights, something kind of dead. And in India, they use a dead light, you know. But it's not bright. Dead light, you know. So anyway, dead Christmas light. Dead, the marriage wedding. Anyway, okay. But anyway, if possible, bright is better, even small. So anyway, because light offering dispels the darkness, you see. That the function. So anyway, as I mentioned, the unbelievable benefit for offering one tiny flower or light, you see. So they save here 10,000, you know. It's very easy. Put kind of building or from roof or something. So then these days, then on blessed day, there's 100 million marriage. From each light, each light becomes 100 million light offering. For example, such an easiest way to achieve realization, to be free from samsara, to achieve enlightenment. Such an easiest way to have a cosmic success. If you're taking a business way, easiest way to have a cosmic success. So like that. By the way, I'm going to mention also this one. I think I mentioned last time as well. It would be nice to have here Shakyamuni Buddha Center, you know. And there the Buddha to have a very large tanga. I think the Japanese style is this. Not the one that somebody produced this tanga. It's very extremely cheap. Then also, it's easy to put. Then when it's very so cheap, not so color, not so bright, not so good, then it's very easy for people to put somewhere, storeroom, somewhere, you know. Kind of, you see, then create also disrespect and look at negative karma. So I think it's good to make. And with some people who are very devoted, and no matter whatever material is, how even the art is not so good, then you put high clean, you respect that, keep a high place, and you make offering. Otherwise, there's danger, there's very cheap those things, you know, put this astrologer somewhere, you see, you know. And then this is disrespected in the clinic, karma, also for the others. The Japanese says this, very good, that protection from rain, you know, this very strong. Also Mongolia is very good. They make a huge like this. They gave me one white tara. I think maybe larger than that, maybe same. That's, I think maybe bigger, this one. White tara, huge one. So Mongolia they can make, but much, and with the same that put a strong material protection. Main water cannot destroy. So I think anyway, it is they have large Buddha, you know, maybe from there. You know, from there, you know, large Buddha, something, I'm not sure. But maybe this one, what has many pandits, Buddha center, many pandits. You know, this pandits. I think there's no Tibetan Lama there, Lama Tsong Lama, there's only Indian pandits. From Nagarjuna, Sangha, Lama, Disha, all the Shantideva. In the monasteries, for so many years, must in all their life, they studied their scriptures. Scripture was commentary to Buddha's teachings, you know. So, Buddha's explained so much, and Kanju Sutra is so extensive. So they, you know, I think, wrote text and commentaries, so kind of maybe easy to study, memorize, everything like that. But about Buddha's teachings, there are many hundreds of volumes, you see. You'll be able to remember all that, unless you are Manjushri or you are, you know, it's just like that. So that probably maybe that might be good. So people get that idea, something like very big. Then the Buddha you hang from the roof or, you know, so that many people can see from very far. Many people can see from very, very far, you know, night time with it. With the light offerings around, Christmas light offerings around, or the daytime, people can see from very far, and, you know, from their houses they can see. So so it plants seed of enlightenment in all, everybody who sees the Buddha, you know, the painting. Plants seed of enlightenment that brings to it purifies their mind, the department where they see, and then they bring it brings. Cross the right path and brings to enlightenment. So there something near future was so good, very inspiring that on Buddha's Day, and then you see to the the whole floor there, you know, offer lights or the candles or the water offering or whatever. Anyway, whatever offering. So there's a system in Tibet. I don't know whether it came from India or the system in Tibet that each year many monasteries, they have this huge sangha and there's a wall like the Shinbu monasteries, so they cover that. And then all the monks, they make extensive offerings, offering baths and all the many prayers. And the lay people come from all over the village, all everywhere they come offering incense and prostration. So I think it's another method of plant seed of enlightenment and many sentiments to correct marriage settings. In the calm, somewhere, there's a Padmasambhava Tanga covered the whole mountain. You see it in many art books. So that, like that time. I started that practice. So Jainism Institute in Austria, so they have got 1,000 Jainist Tanga, very, very big one. Same artist, Switzerland student. But he didn't have room, you know, he didn't have a big place to paint, you see. So he has a very small room in Switzerland. So what he did is, by rolling, he did the painting by rolling in all the measurement. So he even himself didn't see the whole Tanga, but he didn't have a place to stretch out. So that's what he told me. Then, Yan the Medicine Buddha has the last Medicine Buddha Tanga, but the my idea was much longer. Of course, he didn't have space, so became smaller. But it's extremely, the quality painting is extremely well done. So they've been doing the celebration already, I think, four or five times. I think maybe four already. But I never had a chance to be there at that time. So now the last number 1,000 people came. I think the first one 500 people came. So Vietnam people, they arranged the food, like a party, arranged food. And so the idea is, what they do is, so they bring the tanga, and then all the Tanga College monks, they send it there, so they do procession, you know, they play the music, trumpet, all that, you know, lined up with incense. To bring tanga up there, then stretch out. Then set up, you know, many hundreds of outdoor offerings, you know, many flowers, and then umbrella. So tanga is also for umbrella on top, and then that's the idea. So I think they try what they can. So at the beginning, induction of Buddhism, and then about the activity center. With that day, many people come who normally don't come for meditation, for teachings. The people in the area, so that then Then after that, we do puja, which was the there meditation of the puja. Then after that, people, children or people, different people, they offer their music, dance to the Buddha that day. So there is a retrograde connection to Buddha. That day, those people who normally don't come for the teaching, they're not interested. That day is sort of like party, you know, social, I say. So then they offer to the day, to the Buddha. So this will be to make connection and to, you know, to bring the enlightenment so that suddenly they have something to eat, you know. So kind of to entertain and enjoy. So that Dinas and Chirik, they've been doing that. And so hopefully Lama Tsongkhapa and Chirik, they're doing the Lama Tsongkhapa Guya last time. I think they have some last time or Mithya or Mithya Buddha or I think it's Lama Tsongkhapa Guya or something that they hang from building. So they start that, and I think the Tanga, I don't know, anybody, so hopefully to, yeah, to have to start this tradition is more and more like that. So because by seeing a statue or a painting of Buddha, as I explain normally, so anybody who see from far or near, you know, just merely think about that, you collect a far more greater merit, numberless far more greater merit, just merely seeing the, you know, painting of Buddha or say statue or whatever, stupa. then, you know, then, atoms of, and then making offering to arahatas. Soul to realize arhatas, you know, make an offering to them. Every day, 100 divine food nectar, not human being food, divine food nectar, 100. And 100 divine dress. This is most expensive that no human beings don't have, in the human world doesn't have. So you offer to arhatas. How many arhatas? Equal number of the, say, the there they mentioned the sand grains of the universes, I think, something like that. The Pacific Ocean or the universes, something that I mentioned. One of these mentioned. So, however, even the sand grain is an unconscious number. But then, with the less Pacific Ocean, then there's extremely subtle atoms. So it's so much more. So you make offering to all those arahatas, you know, every day, hundreds of divine food, divine dress. So you collect that much merit. But you compare just one time, merely seeing a statue of Buddha, a picture of Buddha, this one collect far more greater merit. Numberless great merit. So, this is it. So therefore, so now if you make offering and flower offering, incense offering, so forth, you know, then even numberless great merit, then merely seeing statue or painting of Buddha, you see, drawing Buddha. So, this is one way to help numberless sentiments to collect merit, you know, from anywhere who see the Buddha, painting of Buddha, you see. So it's a way to liberate them, it's a way to bring them, it's a way to cause them to have happiness. You know, success. You know, this life utilize happiness, then this liberation from samsara enlightenment. So so behind that, all this unbelievable, this benefit, you see, that event, just merely seen by anybody, you see. So anyway, because of all the reasons I explained before, been so often for that, so now you can see, you know, benefits making holy objects, see, statues to rescue, to have a scripture of scriptures to learn, you see. Have the how it's so important to make the holy objects and wherever in this world you make holocausts, you know, this is how incredible benefit for sentient beings, besides yourself, incredible benefit for sentient beings. So without the holy objects, then teaching the Buddha cannot exist. Imagine. Teaching of the Buddha exists in this world, which is the originator of all sentient beings' happiness. So for that, you see, we need the holy objects. You need the statues to worship. You need the holy objects to exist in this world. So that increases the material, the approach of all the statues, you know, all the holy objects. So that, so of course, material has its own specific benefits for that. So that's it. Okay. Yeah. So I thought to mention this last tanga, or maybe in Japanese style, this one. Most of the material. So, in the near future, we have that, you know, Buddha specialist. We place all the offerings, all the offerings in Gomba, all the extensive offerings, all the offerings up to the house where I live, all the extensive offerings there, flowers, lights, and all the thousand lights, and all the many water offerings, food, and then Washington, Amitabha, and the all the flowers and the thousand light offerings, the water offerings, all the sweet bless all together in the party. Over to Guru Pushi Maryfield, with Guru Shatamita, then the essence of all the essence, you know, I think, his own Dalama, or to his virtuous friend. Then after that, you offer to all the members of Dharma Sangha, and there are statues to be scriptures, all the holy objects, okay? And then putting all holy objects in this world. I think you know, Guru or Isra Jalama. No, no, Mama, I was a bit of Sarah, Mama, the Dagada, the Bizamata, secret chanting, chanting that is normally done from Kapan course, the mandala from there. That's not the exact chanting, but that's the basis like that. So it's good. Here I chanted Papangavan for the invocation, but they normally chanting the secret, double to chant secret chanting the one for that, very change a little bit from the previous ones. So it will take time to, you know, to do that chanting again, so that all the effort is chanting this one. So now we do just straight, yeah, 7 in short. So this is the double distance, secret chanting. I'm not sure even my one is really perfect, you know. Just some close, but not necessarily, you know, very correct, but most correct one. So I chant here so you will know what I was talking about. Founder, is by you to Guru Shakyamuni Buddha's kindness. By this may all sentient beings meet also you, the teaching of the previous founder, Yudhu Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. Yudhu Guru Shakyamuni Buddha trained your mind in compassion for numberless aims and you sacrifice your life. You sacrifice your life, wealth, family, even your own life, for three kinds of years, and complete two kinds of marriage, and two guys revealed unmistakable path to enlightenment, unmistakable complete path to enlightenment. So may I able to bring all sentient beings, so Buddha has revealed unmistakable complete path to enlightenment. To bring oneself to to enlightenment. So may I bring also all sentient beings in your unmistakable and complete path and cause them to receive enlightenment as quick as possible. The praised Buddha. One stanza. So I'm not going to go over that translation because it takes time. The principle of the Shakya, whose holy body is a production of by millions of merits. A perfect marriage, whose holy speech is fulfilling all the wishes of sentient beings, all the wishes of thousands of material beings, means suffering beings. The whose mind see, directly see, every single object of knowledge, every single existence, exactly as it is. So to you, I require, to yourself, I prostrate. The questions. To ask for the whole path from Ashland.
Punzo gele chive chumbe go ta yen chive rewa kongwe so ma le she cha chi jen sebe sha je su che lo so de
Instead of the London prayer, the three pieces of powder, I'm just a short one. Please give me a blessing to be able to see the Guru Buddha, to be able to see the Guru and the Buddha. And then I have aversion to samsara. To stop, those to stop the attachment to samsara, the grasping mind. Then to be able to take the responsibility on oneself, to liberate all the times of my groupings, all the times of my groupings, to liberate from the suffering samsara. To take that response on self. And then to coolly achieve the common part and uncommon, the Mahamudra, the unified, the great, unification of please bless my you the Father's holy body, so to become one, you the Father's holy body, my body, your Father's holy speech, my speech, and you the Father's holy mind, my mind. So as well, request to bless to become one. Question to Buddha. Mainly request that the good Buddha, but looking at it in step of the Guru. All merit for absolute Buddha, and then a replica of Buddha, on account of the Buddha. What the visual there is just on the crown, so then period within. You become Buddha, then you purify beams images from the mantra, purify yourself and purify something.
Lama tumba chumde jija wanda chumba yanda bazu hesa nye panja vasa yadu wala cha zala tayada mune mune maamun hesu wa 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 tayada mune mune maamun hesu tayada mune mune maamun hesu wa tayada mune mune maamun tayada mune mune maamun hesu wa
all the sentiments are enlightened in the Buddha, in the church. The mantras were modulated, which increased millions of times. Reading Sutra. Dara, Sanje Jodan, so you to Namla, Sanje about on Dana Jodoji, and Tayo Chishin Gibi, Sunamji, the Lagan Jason. Sanje Jodan, so you to Namla, Sanje about on Dana Jodoji, and Tayo Chishin Gibi, Sunamji. The Lagan Jason, do what I show. Nanama, I got on the gentleman, the middle. Namo alayagatam, jingatam, 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 for that reason, then need to exercise part of it. I need to collect extensive merits, you know, to purify the obstacle, the department, the karmas. Then, yes, they have gone to all transmission of the Arya Sangha Sutta. So, on the basis of what Kepti Kirti Sanchar Mishra explained, the meaning of Arya Sangha Sutra, from that, my guess is that I don't remember word by word from what was said, but it seems Papa Sungjito. So there's some part that's explained, you know, young and old people, how they, you know, they're suffering the hunger and thirst. You see, you know, the so much then the example given like that. So, however, Papa Sungito, it seems that even though, you know, the number of human beings, you know, in the world, if there are many human beings, but see, so everyone has experience suffering sometimes. unbearable. And then, so the Dharma is like a food and drink, those who are hungry, thirsty, and so much unbelievable that was needed, you see. So Dharma is like the, the sentient beings, the human beings, okay, in this world. So now, you know, very little number who has merit, you know, to even to hear Dharma. I mean, first of all, to believe, you know, to have faith, having faith is extremely rare, you know, very little number. Faith, you know, then who listen, see, and then, or, even though they listen, but who practice very little, okay? Even though they're able to listen, but receive teaching, but able to practice very little. Then, able to have realization is very little. much more scarce, you see. So, so the I think the less world part, you know, less world part, two parts, two cessation of suffering, is it too? So, you know, I started from the last session. So one day mind is unified with the path to liberation, so that, you know, one day mind is unified with the path to liberation. When the mind is liberation. So that is, so their mind is unified with the path, you know. So soon, but it was translated, connected by the translated the ruler. But however, things seem to be unified soon. The mind, the personal mind, and then the dharma, you see, the path, you know, true path, true cessation, something. So mind unified with that. The total liberation, you know, unified. So I think, and then other one is person who has karma to have wish to practice Mahayana, you know, who has merit to receive teachings of Mahayana, you know, it's very little. Well, but then same again, who practice, you know, receives, doesn't able to practice, you see, who practice. Little number. There was realization of the mind path to enlightenment is very little, you see. So the, so here, unified is the person's heart, the mind, and the unified with the, that mind become the path, you know, mind path, to enlightenment, you see. That, there was the mind, when the person's mind become enlightened, it's unified, you see, unified with the enlightenment. So I guess can be, connect to the same thing, tantric path and the enlightenment, you see, Vajradhara state. So I think, Sangha Sutta, IS, Exalt Tibet, so Tibetan, Swabha Sungyato Sung, so the same mind, you see, unified with the path. Then you see, the liberation of the enlightenment, you see, so when the mind becomes enlightened, so the, so I think, the meaning looks like, from Rinpoche's way of explaining, I don't remember exactly word by word, but I think the general idea of it looks like that. So then, that makes good sense. So I think here, you collect unbelievable merit just by listening. As you start listening, the minute when you listen this, you know, the minute when you hear, listen, you see, you collect a merit. So, one Buddha is the one that who has completed all the merits, nothing more to collect, merit, wisdom, merit, virtue. So now, how much merit you collect, the minute when you listen to this, then you see Buddha's equivalent number of the, in the text it says, sand grains of the Ganga, you know. But this Ganga is not River Ganga, India. This is a principal ocean. And the sand grain is not sand. It is a much more extremely subtle. There are seven types of subtle atoms, okay? So the Buddha equivalent number of those subtle atoms of the principal ocean. So this is unbelievable. Can't imagine. So that many Buddhas merit that much you collect. The minute when you listen, the Asana Sutra. So, like this. So this is what I mentioned here. So it's, you know, can't imagine how much merit you collect, you see. then you see, a little come down to that, you see. Then if you read, you know, so Buddha equivalent subtle atoms, the principal ocean, you see, that many Buddha, you know, 12 times. That many Buddha, you know, 12 times. Twelve times like that, how many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 12 times like that, 7. That many Buddha, how many, you know, I say, Even they explain for eons, you see, the benefits of writing, they cannot, it cannot finish. Reading and writing, they cannot finish. You know? Talk about benefits, you see. So, the merit. So that. So therefore, in the, in Singapore, and with my advertisement, you know, liberty advertisement, you know, for the Singapore, Malaysia, also in the West, but mostly Singapore, so many people wrote by hand. So, and the ABC, you know, they made a book, you see, where children also can write, you know, the letter, a little bit unclear letter, you know, then the children also can go over that. So they could have also was unbelievable marriage. So many, so many people wrote, and then they finished, completely finished, then so many gave me the book there, they finished, you see. Besides, I mean, reading, so that, so then, and then dedicated for the media project and for, you know, general project, I mean, the FMB project, and also, but other things, you see, they are center activities, and many things. And of course, by the way, their own life is taken care of, their own success, you know, that, okay. So this is one of the best things to do, also, if it's difficult in life, for success or business or whatever, you know, or when I decide this for attainment, you know, clear cause for, extensive merits for attainment, for realizations, for difficulties in business or whatever, you know, so what is the external, you know, you know, the conditions, the difficulties, or however, so, or to achieve, to have inner attainment. However, this is one extremely precious thing to do, the, you know, the extensive merits by reading this, by reading, especially writing. So normally I say, the Golden Light Sutra, to read, and this one, to write. When you read, when you write, also you're reading the, also the benefits also there. So now, I think that each word that I listen, you see, caused to exercise power within me, and most beneficial to all sentient beings, each word that I listen, as when they hear from me, immediately cause the right part in their hearts, okay? And like that, and then this, each word that I listen, you see, liberates me from oceans or from some suffering, it brings me enlightenment. So I think that each word is wishful feeling, you see, so most precious wishful feeling, so think that then listen as much as possible, as listen, pay attention as much as possible, without missing the words, as much as possible. Jarake to ya sangha di sutta dharma bhaya ya 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 Like Chinavagava, Rāvāti vānāṅgāti yedhūhūtāka lōkāvāca rāti nēmīte lōtungāti rāvāti yedhūhūtāka rāti yedhūhūtāka rāti yedhūhūtāka rāti yedhūhūtāka rāti yedhūhūtāka rāti yedhūhūtāka rāti māyāsī māyāmāsī māyāchūtā sīcāka pañjāsā prāmīte rāpata vāsī yāntītā rāpata rāpata pāsāyāsā pāntā pāsāchū Yamasu Yaratani Melasiri, the Malajim, the Tumbo, the Jerry, 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 the Bahang中的，多一个的就完了，我到这边来，我可能没有，虽然也不白，我到这边来，我叫他去，我他妈说他，他妈说他，他妈说他，他妈说他，他妈说他，他妈说他，他妈说他，他妈说他，他妈说他，他妈说他，他妈说他，他妈说他，他妈说他，他妈说他，他妈说他，他妈说他，他妈说他，他妈说他，他妈说他，他妈说他，他妈说他，他妈说他，他妈说他，他妈说他，他妈说他，他妈说他，他妈说他，他妈说他，他妈说他，他妈说他，他妈说他，他妈说他，他妈说他，他妈说他，他妈说他，他妈说他，他妈说他，他妈说他，他妈说他，他妈说他，他妈说他，他妈说他，他妈说他，他妈说他，他妈说他，他妈说他，他妈说他，他妈说他，他妈说他，他妈说他，他妈说他，他妈说他，他妈说他，他妈说他，他妈说他，他妈说他，他 So here I was saying, Buddha is telling the Kunda Pawa, anybody from the heart, you know, even somebody who is just prostrate to this text, I said, you see, then you can remember, you know, 99 eons, you can remember the life, your life, and you become the world-turning king, you know, for 60 eons. And then, in this life, everybody will be happy with you. So the things that the man has been, and also protect from black magic harms. And when you die, you directly see 10 millions of Buddha at the time of death. So there's no question about it. If you actually hear the complete teaching, complete, you know, Asana Sutta, then no question. So you don't be afraid. So therefore, don't be afraid. That you'll be that you'll be freed from the lower realms, and that for that, I mean, eventually it was free from samsara. That could have the meaning as well. So that's what we're doing to recite completely. And so you're listening, you know. But of course, I've just started. Tenya chandyan de ala chanchu samba 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 kuna babadi ki chuzo odot nage kaki jang siwa tuwa siya nana chen po nye pajat nage da sun nage pungo chitin chitin wajat tuwa nye kala kuna baba sun nge 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 chema nge ta chema ta nye vandana diya sun nye pungo chini ba sun nga sim chen de ya sun nye pungo tini jiva churu
So, Don't
Buddha said that just listen to four, one verse, you see, which are the only four words, the Ayasanga Sutra, you see. Reading one verse, which are four, only four words. So, just by that, the merit that you collected from that, just for that. The Buddhas, you see, Buddhas equaling the sand grains of the 84 Ganga, so 84 Pacific Ocean, the subtle atoms, Buddhas equaling the subtle atoms of the 84 Ganga, you know, the Pacific Ocean, you see. So, can, you see, continuously even they expand the benefits. How much merit you collect? One verse, Vāyāsāṅgā Sutta, which is four words. So that means Buddha's equivalent of subtle atoms of the 84 Pacific Ocean, you see. if the condition is explained, you see, cannot finish. This cannot finish the marriage, you see. And to finish explaining. So this is so therefore the teaching of the Buddha, the teaching that revealed by Buddha is a extremely difficult to find, and it is infinite merit. Maybe they can hit a button. That's okay. I drink my water.